Stages of Enlightenment. This is Aratima. Let's talk a little bit about the stages of enlightenment, because there are unique moments that take place. Some are very sudden and some are more in an evolutionary long-term process that they take place. So it's not too complicated, but you will probably recognize some of the early stages that we're going to talk about right now. The very early stage is to find the background to your thoughts and to your sense of I. The I is ego. So we're transcending the sense of that we've known all our lives, the person that you are, you know, you say, I am this person, my life, etc. And we kind of drop into the background. We do this by really working and discovering the observer. So when that really happens, we're transcending that state that we're familiar with. And that would be the transcendental state. It's transcending the normalcy where most people hang out in. That's usually a process. It happens the first time suddenly and it feels like very freeing and maybe weird. But everyone here I know has experienced that. So you probably don't remember anymore. And what happened is that you had to deepen it. You have to practice to deepen it, because the next stage would be where you are never going back to the sense of this normal I, the normal ego I. You remain in the transcendental stage. And that is then not called transcendental anymore, because it's not really transcending anything, because ego was really just a shadow. We're not transcending shadow, really. We're really giving it a new name, and usually we call it self-realization. You realize yourself. You are the background. You are this nothingness. You have no beginning, no end. And when that remains permanent, that is basically your self-realization. And it remains permanent very suddenly, because at some point you become untethered, and it's almost like the umbilical cord or the string to your old sense of I is completely cut and you can't go back. And then you self-realize, you know who you are. Now, that is the beginning now of the next stage, because the next stage begins now that in this place where we are not polarizing, where we're not polarizing ourselves anymore, we're just here. Suddenly all our karmas start coming up. Without us pushing them away, we don't go into denial. In fact, they come now as if all the children come home. All those painful pieces and parts within ourselves, all these little personal, subpersonal selves. And that happens in the heart. And we begin now to flow. The prana is flowing. The shakti is now awakening, because you are inside of your true self. You are in the center of the mind. So now what happens is that the kundalini from the bottom is being drawn up magnetically, because you're in the center of the mind. There is this union that begins to take place between the Shiva and the Shakti, the masculine, the feminine. And that takes place in the heart. So there's sort of this relationship that begins to evolve within yourself, that plays itself out in the world outside of you. So everything around relationships will come up, because the masculine and the feminine needs to become harmonized and move into oneness. They have to become one. They have to be married. They go into that sacred marriage. So this process of awakening the heart to truly loving everything as is, to feeling things as they are, to not taking things personally anymore, because now it's not about that ego sense of I that we had in the mind. It's really deeper inside, the sense of me, something that has substance, something that's very real, that now needs to melt and dissolve, and we sacrifice it. We give it over to God. In this level, on this stage, we have a relationship. We have a relationship with the sacred. Prayer can come in handy in this level. Just realizing that we are completely willing to surrender ourselves to all the feelings and everything, and in a sense forgive ourselves, forgive others, but not so much in the traditional sense that we can think of. It's really just a letting go, just a a melting. There's a real melting that takes place. There might be a lot of tears during the stage, a sense of heartache, a sense of pain, like real pain, because we are sacrificing, we're making ourselves sacred again. So we move into the state where we are realizing them, that we are God consciousness. We are sacred. We and God are one. We and the parent are one. The soul and the self and the spirit are one. I'm just using words here. Just follow into the energy. So you are giving yourself up again into this state where it all is God. And this happens on really mainly, it feels like on the emotional level, but of course it's happening everywhere within your being. Now, once God realization has taken place, we move to the next stage, which is basically now getting the body also completely refined to express this reality. So the body has reflexes and it has a sense of survival. So the body has very, very deep, subtle polarizations, and they begin to be washed out. We move really then quite quickly from God realization into unity consciousness. It happens, starts right away. Once you've finished one stage, you move into the next. Now this washing out on the physical is a longer process. I also call it the enlightenment process, where basically the body gets illumined and old diseases get washed out, old patterns, genetic material, ancestral stuff, past life programming, everything in the DNA begins to change and shift until basically the inside and the outside is really experienced as one field. You realize that everything is oneness. There's a true sense of oneness, which is not an idea or concept. In the previous stage, when you're in that realization of the heart, which is really more a colored by the sense of love and relating, we actually are just in this love feeling. We love everything. We just love the day. We love our life. We love everything, the material items around us. We just love everything. We might even, I actually talk to them. I just love you and I love you. I love everything. It's just a seamlessness about everything because our own essence of love extends itself all around us. And the items aren't separate. Now, when that moves deeper into the body, as I said, then this light and luminosity of the self, this truth, then begins to wash out all separations, really on the physical. That doesn't mean that we are not locating ourselves anymore physiologically as a person around physical objects. Not at all. In fact, we become more instinctually responsive to where we should be and how long and what we should do. Everything becomes more spiritually intelligent, we could say. But there's a sense of the inside and the outside are one. You become more transparent. You feel like on the inside, more walls have been broken down. They just disappear. You feel expansive and yet very solid and here. And this process is actually quite lengthy because the body is always much slower than a thought or an emotion. So this is can take quite a while until these programs, we call them, being cleared out, until the shadows of separation are being seen through and realized and perceived correctly and properly in the enlightened way. We become enlightened because we can finally see everything for what it is. We see everything as light, everything is that truth. So we move into that stage of Satchit Anandam. And then at some point, there's really nothing else going on and everything starts to stabilize and there isn't this moving into unity consciousness going on anymore. So everything just is. And this samadhi is called sahaja samadhi. You're just being naturally yourself. There isn't a sense of evolving. Nonetheless, because the natural state is your identification, you are not evolving anymore. There's nothing going on. But because you are also at the same time embodying, you are also a physical form, you're also an emotion, you're also a thought, you're a person that we know is existing in time and space and always changes. So there's a sense of something is growing, evolving, learning, going on. Dissolution, rebirth continues in some way because even though a physical form was born one day and dies one day, so the patterns of the seasons of life continue. But who you are is there's nothing going on anymore. It just is. Thank you.